Harry Styles tops both of our charts again as Kate Bush makes her way up to the top 10 with a throwback jam. Mariah Carey is being sued for All I Want for Christmas Is You, and West Hollywood Pride kicked off in a big way. This is Billboard News Now, and these are your top stories for Monday, June 6th. Just a little change. Welcome back to Harry's House. Our dazzling solo star is topping the Billboard 200 and Hot 100 again this week. Let's run it down. Harry's House holds atop our albums chart dated June 11th for a second week. Following its half-mil debut at number 1 a week ago, it is followed with 160,500 equivalent album units earned in the U.S. in the week ending June 2nd, according to Luminate. Harry's House is the first album to spend its first 2 weeks on the chart at number 1 since Adele's 30 spent its first 6 weeks atop the list. And as bombastic first single as it was is back atop the Hot 100, where it spends its 5th week. Harry, let's maybe go grab dinner at a sushi restaurant to celebrate. You know it's not the same as it was. Kate Bush is thrilled about the use of her classic 1985 song, Running Up That Hill, A Deal With God, in the 4th season of the Netflix hit Stranger Things. In a rare public statement, the British rock legend shared her excitement, writing, "You might have heard that the first part of the fantastic, gripping new series of Stranger Things has recently been released on Netflix. It features the song, Running Up That Hill, which is being given a whole new lease of life by the young fans who love the show. I love it too." The singer-songwriter added in part, "Because of this, Running Up That Hill is charting around the world. It's all really exciting. Thanks very much to everyone who has supported the song." And charting it is. Running Up That Hill, the lead single to Bush's 1985 album, Hounds of Love, is seeing a rebirth thanks to the Netflix sci-fi. Last week, Billboard reported that Running Up The Hill had experienced a particularly overwhelming spike in streams on Spotify, with the song rising 9,900% in U.S. plays over the Memorial Day weekend. And today we announced that the track has re-entered the Billboard Hot 100 at number 8, far surpassing its prior number 30 peak and becoming Bush's first top 10 on the chart. All I Want for Christmas Is Money, says a man who is suing the holiday queen Mariah Carey. A Mississippi man claims that Carey and her co-writer infringed the copyright of his 1989 song of the same name. Let's dive in. Andy Stone is seeking at least $20 million in damages from Carey, her co-writer, and Sony Music Entertainment. This is for alleged copyright infringement and misappropriation, among other claims. He's saying his All I Want for Christmas Is You received extensive airplay during the 1993 Christmas season and also appeared on our Billboard charts. Her version was released in 1994. The songs both have different lyrics and melodies. The track is Mariah's record-extending 19th number 1 on the Hot 100. Do you think Stone is owed anything for the name of the song? It's Pride Month, and Cardi B, JoJo Siwa, and Los Angeles kick things off in a big way. Out Loud Raising Voices presented the music festival at WeHo Pride. The lineup was crazy, starting with Lil' Kim on Friday night. Yes, queen. And then Saturday night, they showed they had the price tag for Jessie J's Dominoes. Ooh, baby, baby, got me feeling so right. And Sunday's parade had JoJo Siwa and Janelle Monae. And the streets really got hot when Cardi B showed up in rainbow hair with her whip shots, which I desperately need to try. Get more from Pride at weareoutloud.com.
That's going to do it for today. Running it down for you always, I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News Now.